This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. The country marking a national day of mourning today to honour those who lost their lives during the Zenzi protest. Minister Kulman Kissing says vehicles in Singhadarbar premises that were burnt down in the course of the Zenzi demonstration will be managed by transferring the wreckage to another place. And U.S. President Donald Trump starts his state visit to the United Kingdom today by travelling to Windsor Castle to meet with King Charles III. Now the news in detail. The country is marking a national day of mourning today. The government of Nepal has declared a national day of mourning today to honour those who lost their lives during the Zenzi protest. All government offices and Nepali embassies and missions abroad have remained closed, and the national flag has been flown at half-mast as a mark of respect. Home Ministry spokesperson Ananda Kafle stated that the decision was made during the Council of Ministers meeting held on the 16th of September. The official statement reads, "To pay tribute to the individuals who tragically lost their lives during the protest led by the Zenzi on September 8th and 9th. The government of Nepal has declared Wednesday, that is the 17th of September, a national day of mourning." Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport and Urban Development, Kulman Kissing, has said that the vehicles in Singhadarbar premises that were burnt down in course of the Zenzi demonstration would be managed by transferring the wreckage to another place. He issued directives to this effect today, stating that Singhadarbar premises looked ugly due to the burnt vehicles, according to Minister Kissing's secretariat. Minister Kissing said that he has directed for painting the outer parts of the buildings that have only experienced minor fires to convey the message that we have risen from destruction. He also directed to promptly remove vehicles damaged by fire in the ministry and office premises and to immediately assess the extent of damage. He clarified that the reconstruction will begin by collecting support from the government, Nepalese at home and abroad, through the Let Us Build Our Structures Ourselves campaign. The Ministry of Urban Development has stated that it has formed a task force to assess the damage incurred in the structures under its jurisdiction and has already begun its work. The National Examination Board, NEB, is to conduct the Class 12 supplementary examinations on 23rd and 24th of September. The supplementary examinations were earlier scheduled for the 13th and 14th of September but had to be rescheduled due to the difficult situation of the country. The board said that the exam centres remain unchanged and the exam will be conducted from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. The Embassy of Israel in Nepal recently coordinated a two-week volunteer mission by Heroes for Life, an Israeli NGO involving 68 volunteers from Israel. The mission targeted 8 government and public schools in the Kathmandu Valley, focusing on educational enhancement and school renovations. Heroes for Life has been volunteering in Nepal since 2017 and returns annually to the same schools with new volunteers to maintain continuity and impact. This year, the program expanded to include 3 additional schools, broadening its reach. The host schools and organizations said this sort of collaboration strengthens people-to-people connections between Nepal and Israel, reinforcing their enduring friendship. Israeli Ambassador Shmuelik Bas expressed pride in the volunteers' dedication, the participating schools, and the collaborating organizations. Heroes for Life operates in 18 countries globally. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump kicked off his state visit to the United Kingdom today by traveling to Windsor Castle to meet with King Charles III. Trump will become the first elected political leader in modern times to be hosted for 2 state visits by a British monarch, having already been hosted by the late Queen Elizabeth II in 2019. The President and First Lady Melania Trump will attend a dinner with the royal family in Windsor today evening. Thursday, we'll see Trump meet with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer at Chequers, the Prime Minister's official country residence. The two men are expected to hold a press conference before Trump begins his journey back to the United States. During a background call with reporters, White House officials said that this visit will highlight what they called the deep ties between United States and the United Kingdom. Similarly, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said on Tuesday she discussed with US President Donald Trump further measures to increase economic pressure on Russia. She posted on X that she had a good call with Trump on strengthening their joint efforts to increase economic pressure on Russia through additional measures. She wrote, "Russia's war economy, sustained by revenues from fossil fuels, is financing the bloodshed in Ukraine. To put an end to it, the European Commission will propose speeding up the phase-out of Russian fossil imports." Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy across the country. Light to moderate rain has been forecast for this evening for almost the entirety of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. The country marking a national day of mourning today to honour those who lost their lives during the Gen Z protest. Minister Kulman Kissing says vehicles in Singhadarbar premises that were burnt down in course of the Gen Z demonstration will be managed by transferring the wreckage to another place. And US President Donald Trump starts his state visit to the United Kingdom today by travelling to Windsor Castle to meet with King Charles III. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.